Excuses, excuses. Ms. Camille Rankin, Managing Editor, Outdoor Life Magazine, 2 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10016. My dear Camille, at this very minute, you're probably saying to yourself, why haven't I received this month's column from that lovable old rascal Pat? I hope he isn't going to come up with another excuse about how his dog ate his humor column and then went around for 2 days cracking jokes. Listen, Camille, sweetheart, I know you found out about the dog, namely that I don't have one. That's behind us, okay? There's no reason to keep dwelling on a non-existent dog. There are things much more important in life, such as boats. As you know, I actually do have a boat. Wife, children, house, job, and boat, the full catastrophe. If I didn't have wife, children, house, and job, I'd probably have almost enough time to take care of the boat. So what I am getting at here is that my boat ate the column. Well, actually, it wasn't the boat that ate it, but possibly my friend Fenton Quagmire. But the boat was an accessory to the crime. Here is exactly what happened. Every word, a virtual paragon of truth. Forget about the stupid dog. Once again, I had underestimated Fenton Quagmire's deficiencies, physical, mental, and hygienic, for assisting me with even the simplest chore. In this instance, the launching of my boat at Echo Bay Resort on Lake Roosevelt, where I had rented a slip for the summer. The original problem arose when the Corps of Engineers got to fooling around with the lake level and dropped it, no one knows how, about 50 feet down into the canyon, leaving the resort's launch ramp high and dry. This meant that I would have to launch my boat at Twilight Bay, 10 miles up the lake. Therefore, I'd need someone for the simple task of driving either the truck and trailer or the boat back to Echo Bay.
No! No, not in 1,000 years! Roared Quag.